Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Soul Sisters Show here on Psychic Talk Radio Network. Today we have the 21st of June and we have open lines all show long. So that means that you can call in and ask any question that is on your mind or get a mini reading or discuss something. We will discuss soul realignment and the Akashic Records and some other exciting topics in between your calls. I'm Anne, coming to you live from Rhodes, Greece, and we have a fantastic afternoon here. It's 7 o'clock in Greece, and I think we have 30 degrees Celsius. I'm not so sure how many Fahrenheit that would be, and it's absolutely stunning. I'm on the countryside, and I can hear birds and see nature, so that's absolutely fantastic. Well, on our shows, we discuss the Akashic Records, soul realignment, other healing modalities, and a lot of different psychic topics. You can talk with us about our topics or anything that you have on your mind today. So just call in. We have open lines. Or get a mini reading live on air. Call in at 714-816-4628. 714-816-4628. International callers dial plus 1-714-816-4628. And remember to press 1 on your keypad on your device so you'll be placed in queue. And you can speak live with us during the show. Listen live and text chat with us all in one place. So you can also go to our chat room at psychictalk.net/live. psychictalk.net/live. And you can chat with us, and I mean text chatting, and listen to the show live on that page. And also send messages to the hosts during the live broadcast and comment, questions, chat with our other listeners, or even request a reading. psychictalk.net/live. Or why don't you call in now and get your spot early? 714-816-4628. Now, let me bring on my co-host for Soul Sisters, Sue, all the way from Arizona. Hi, Sue. How are you?
Hi, Anne. I'm good. How are you? It's pretty warm here in Arizona today, and it's going to get hotter. We're going to probably get about 110 today. So, yeah, it's a good time to be staying indoors rather than outdoors, unless, of course, you've got a pool.
Oh, okay. I bet you have a hotter climate in Arizona than we have here in Greece, right?
Yeah, I would assume so, since we're a desert that kind of sits in a bowl surrounded by mountains. No seawater.
Come over at my place and we can have a swim. This is an island. It's beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I would love to get there.
So, Sue, before we move on with our show, I know you wanted to talk a bit about the last show, what we had last week, and the Akashic Records and what soul realignment is, a very short one.
Sure. Last week's show, that was interesting. That our guest was Sherry Myers, and she's out of New Orleans. And the movie is called The Glitch. And this is a very interesting topic because she's delving into the story about angels and what this particular woman in the movie had gone through. This is a true story, of course, and it's just a fascinating story about one woman's journey through belief or not believing for quite a long time, and then having these amazing experiences when she's in complete full doubt and has basically given up. And it's quite a riveting story. So yeah, I definitely enjoyed our show with her last week. And by all means, go check out some of the clippings from the movie The Glitch at theglitchmovie.com. It's quite a fascinating story. Also,
yeah, she was special.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely. And if you didn't get a chance to listen, go go to psychictalk.net/soulsisters and you can find that episode. Or just listen to past, find other past shows and listen to them. We are a show that is basically about the Akashic Records and soul realignment. And we do our best always to try to tap into that part of what the premise of the show is. So, yeah, by all means, give us a call at 714-816-4628 and international callers, press 1, 714-816-4628. So, sister, what do you say we get into the show? What would you like to discuss today?
Everything and nothing. And actually, how about taking some calls?
Sure. Yeah, we can go to calls right away.
So,
hello, caller.
Hello, caller. What's your name?
Hi.
What's your name and where are you calling from? Hi.
Hi. Are you actually in Greece?
Yes, I'm in Greece.
You are the luckiest
are
girl in the world. I went there when I was 17 and I never forgot it. It's the most spectacular, magnificent place.
Oh, wow. Yes, it is actually. It's fantastic. Can I have your name, please?
Oh, my name is Lisa and I'm from Connecticut.
Wow. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
So you came to Greece when you were 17. Where did you go in Greece?
Kitzingen? Nope, that's not. That was when I was in Germany. I can't remember now. It's been too long.
Was it an island or?
I did go to Athens for the day. I went to Athens. I was actually there babysitting, would you believe?
Oh, wow, that's exciting.
Oh, Laganisi. I stayed in Laganisi.
Laganisi? Okay.
Uh-huh. I stayed there, and I went to Athens for one day, and they took me all over the place, the family.
Oh, yeah.
It was nice.
They are very friendly here.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Especially the friend who was a 17-year-old. I was quite shocked.
Must have been a fantastic experience for you. So I lived in Greece for 10 years, and I'm trying to work myself back here because I love it and I'm in Rhodes.
But, we're so blessed.
So it's very nice. It's hot here, but I guess my sister, my soul sister, she's in Arizona and there it's desert, so that's hotter.
Yeah, I think so. Sorry, Arizona.
Yeah. So Lisa, do you have anything you want to discuss with us? Any question, mini reading, anything?
Mini reading would be great. I'm really struggling. My father has gone 34 years today, and I'm just having such a hard time. So
okay.
anything Spirit wants to tell me will be helpful in any capacity.
Okay. I'm going to see what I can get here.
Well, Anne is checking for you today while I was getting ready to prep for the show. You know, it's funny you say you're asking about your dad and you had having a tough time today. One of the things that came to me was specifically about those on the other side. And this was before the show had started. And I thought, you know what, I better make sure to have some cards ready. I just felt very drawn. So that's quite interesting. You confirmed
that.
Tell me, what part of Connecticut are you from?
Newington, right outside of Hartford. It's central Connecticut.
Oh, nice. Yeah, the last town I lived in when I was in Connecticut was Waterbury.
Oh, that's a fun town. They have beautiful, beautiful churches.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was born in Norwalk and raised most of my life in a small town called Bethel, which is on the border of New York.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's really nice. That's really nice.
Yeah, yep, and I probably lived there till I was about 25. So, yeah. Welcome, by the way. I think I'll turn you over to Anne.
Good.
I think she might have something.
Good for you. I got to say good for you for getting out of Connecticut.
Yeah, I got a little too expensive.
Yes, it
okay,
is.
Anne,
outrageous.
What do you have for our guest?
It's actually a small world, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. I have a message here from your father, and this is very emotional for you, and he's asking you to balance your emotions. Are you meeting someone, a man or someone? Do you have a relationship?
I have a husband.
You have a husband. Okay. Because it looks like falling in love again. It looks like the relationship is moving on into a more romantic relationship again, like recapturing romance. Does that make sense to you?
With my husband?
Yes.
Yeah, 'cause there hasn't been any for 30 years.
Okay.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, but okay. But it looks like you're going to connect a bit more deep than you have been recently. So that looks nice. And it is an emotional time, really. It's a lot of romance in the air. And you are worrying about many things, and you don't need to worry. And here's the thing. You might feel that there is a temporary pause in action, a stillness. There's not so much happening right now. But there's a purpose with that, too. So it's like you have planted things that you want to. I can sense with you that you want some change in your life, and it is coming for you. And it's just that it feels like you are a bit impatient. I don't know if this makes sense to you. And in a little while, I get around, I think in August, actually, it will take until August, but that's not so long, a few weeks or a month. Events will start to move, and things will start to... It's like you are getting invitations. I can hear invitations. And I can hear that it's like you are going back to a bigger social life. And I think there will be some things for work as well. Have you thought about changing your work?
I want to go back to work. I've been sick for 18 years. And I also haven't seen my only child in 5 years, and his birthday's in August. Maybe he'll come back into my life.
Yeah, and maybe that is why, because I have the Knight of Water he's an emotional person, and I think that is maybe it's that thing that will kind of resolve itself, so you will get more more contact with your child. And it is like when you come into the next phase in August or a few weeks, things are going to happen all at once. It's going to be a lot of speed and a lot of energy, and whatever you thought and felt has been a delay for you, that's going to be moving on. I'm going to pull another card too, just to see. And it is like I have again the Ace of Water, and that's a very emotional card. So relationships are getting better. Relationships are growing for you, so it's going to be okay in the long run. Don't worry. Don't focus on the negative right now.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes. I hope so.
Okay.
I hope so.
Okay.
I miss you
so much. I'm going to see if Sue have anything.
Okay, thank you.
Lisa, you know, I feel like your dad came in prior to the show just to help give you answers. So one of the first things I heard him say was, tell her, I am there to support her. You have a lot, you know, you talked about your marriage, and that was something that I could see and hear from your dad. Do you feel like there's brick wall that's been built up? It's high and it's thick, and the communication has just gone. It's like you guys live separate lives, and you have no support system.
Yep.
Okay, so I'm actually hearing from your dad. He says, tear down that wall, brick by brick. And what he means by that is each brick is about an area that you guys have avoided talking about. It's a subject matter that over the years has just built up. And so each brick is like a topic, more or less. And what he's saying is he wants you to start communicating.
He just stares at me. No matter how much I say about anything, he just stares at me and goes about his business.
Right. And you have no idea what's going on with him.
Nope.
Right?
Yep.
Has this brought up thoughts? And this is going to be a very personal question. You don't need to answer it, but it's what I just heard. Has it in your mind arisen that maybe there's something else going on with him?
Like he's got somebody else? Yes. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah,
big time.
Yeah.
Found a hair in the front seat of the car. Somebody had, there were crumbs where I sit. I don't eat in the car. And then there was, the vents were closed. And I even said to him, how come these vents are closed? Why are there crumbs? Whose hair is this? And he just stares at me.
Right. Well, this particular, okay, your dad first wants you to know he is there supporting you. Like, no, he is beside you. When you break down, when you're emotional, when you're frustrated, he is there, arms wrapped around you. Like I visually can see your frustration and him just holding you. There are times I've seen you curled up in a ball sometimes. I don't know, it's just what's coming through. And he is just literally wrapped his arms around you. He says sometimes you can sense that too. You can sense this, that he's there during the very worst moments you have.
Mhm. Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm not trying to make you cry. He just wants you to know you are so. No, by all means, go ahead. He just wants you to know how supported and loved you are. He's even bringing in, showing the examples of guardian angels that you have. Gabriel and Michael are coming in very strong for you. A lot of gold, copper, blue, is surrounded, you're being surrounded by that. I don't know if those are prevalent colors that you've seen before, but you're definitely being supported. And I know sometimes it's so hard when you don't see, you know, for you it's like, I need help. God, please help me. Someone, please help me. Help me see, you know, help me understand. But really, when your dad talks about these bricks, he doesn't talk about the bricks as far as the marriage. I think he talks about the bricks as far as self. I think what he's saying is, if you're sensing that this marriage is gone off the rails, right? What he wants you to do is see, and this isn't a blame game or a judgment. He just wants you to see your part in it. And if things are not conducive to you in any way or healthy emotionally in any way, that you will find the answers by observing, by just pulling these bricks down and adding a name to them, adding, you know, hurt, adding the amount of years you felt this way. You know, just grab the each brick and work through it. And this is more about self, it's sounding like. I'm asking your dad if there's anything else other than to say, I love you. I'm sorry that you're going through this, but you're not alone.
Is my marriage over because he's with someone? I mean, I don't think this is the first one either.
I am strongly hearing that this is about you have to work on self, because we lose ourselves when we get sucked into the drama, because I think that's a good word to use, the drama of a relationship that just seems evident it's not going anywhere. And it doesn't mean it's an end, you know. When you're asked to take a step back and look at different aspects, it's about your own self security and who you are, because having a marriage that's on the rocks, you know, a lot of blame can go on. So look inward towards you and see what makes you happy. You know, and if this doesn't make you, if you want to work this out, that's part of the wall, that's part of the bricks. And then work on those things, you know, you think might be a part of the relationship. If it doesn't, then you know you gave it your all.
Well, I've given my all. Believe me, just because I'm home unable to work doesn't mean that I don't, that every meal isn't cooked from scratch and every holiday isn't beautiful and everything isn't always done for him.
Right, right.
I make him a beautiful meal and sit across from him and say something and he just says, I'm watching TV and won't even answer me. It's awful.
Yeah. Well, listen, take your dad's advice. Start looking at these things that he feels are what built up the wall. And more for self first. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right, honey. I'm going
Thank
to
you, girls.
Let you go for now. Oh, you're more than welcome.
Enjoy your warm places,
Thank you, Lisa.
Girls. Thank you
Thank
so
you.
Much. Enjoy your beautiful warm places. Take care.
Take care, Lisa.
You
Bye.
Too. Thank you. Thank you, Lisa.
Okay, looks like we might have another caller. Sissy?
Yeah, go on. Next caller.
Hi, ladies. How's it going?
Hello.
How's it going?
Good. Hi. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name's Earl. I'm from Mandeville, Louisiana.
Hi,
Earl. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So how are you? And what can we help you with?
Well,
do you have a question?
Yeah, I'm not doing so well, to be honest. So last year I was living with my mother, who she tragically passed away. So I moved in with
okay.
my sister, who also died. God rest her soul. So I went to my dad to go beg him for a place to stay, but The moment I showed up, he almost immediately died, and I'll never forget it. So I lived with his landlord until he died, and then I lived with my aunt until she died, and then I lived with my uncle, but he'd been dead for weeks. So I lived with a friend of mine until he died, and then I lived with one of my old high school teachers until he died, and then I lived with my godmother until she died, and then I lived with my ex-girlfriend, which was a huge mistake because she died tragically. So I headed down to my cousin's place over.
I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's about where I am now today.
Do you have it? No, it's not so. It sounds very challenging, to say the least, for you. You didn't have the most easiest of life, actually, and I'm so sorry to hear that. But I think
that's right. It's all been past years, the weirdest part. My life's been fairly uneventful.
Yeah. I'm going to put some cards here and see if I can sense anything coming in for you. And
great.
It shows up immediately that this is, you have an emotional time, and you had that for a long time and for years. And it's like you can't see the positive. It's showing up here. And you think about what could have been instead, maybe some things around that in life that could have been. And I can understand that. But you need to change a bit of your focus. I know that's very easy to say. So instead of feeling the lack, and you will still feel it, but instead of thinking so much, the lack is already like with you. So try to put your attention on something, even if it's a very small drop, that would be a passion for you, something that you would love to do if you have the ability to do it and possibility. Because I can see that you're a very strong man, and you are organized and logic, and you have structure and discipline, and you're a leader. So it's
absolutely
yes, you have those gifts, and you are needed out there. So if you can feel that you are needed and you are important, instead of trying to see all those other things, I know it's difficult and challenging to change focus when, specifically when we lost a lot of dear ones around us. That's one of the most challenging things in yes. But it's like what they say, the angels say, that you need to make a decision for yourself and to even do some research or think about what would you do that could bring you some joy, even if it's a small thing. What is your passion? What can you do so you can just try to change for 15 minutes or an hour? Make sense to you? Because I think that would help. I think that would help you. And
it would. And that reminds me, I got a piece of advice just the other day. Someone said, you know, people are always going to assume that there's something inside of us that's missing, and they're going to assume that we're not whole, all right?
Yes.
So you have to show them you're whole. You have to show the world you're whole, and that you're proud of it, too, because it's a beautiful thing.
Yes.
It really is, and they don't believe it until they see it. So open up. Show your whole.
Yes, and you are a very, very, very fantastically strong man, actually.
Thanks.
So you have a lot to give. If you focus on the thing that you're powerful, you're fantastic, and you are here, no matter what happened to you in your life, you're here right now, and your future does not need to contain all of these sad stories. I don't know if that makes sense to you. Does it make sense to you?
Absolutely not, but, you know, that's okay. Nothing really makes sense in my life right now.
Okay. But I'm going to ask Sue, because I see that she has something to say. So
wonderful.
We bring on Sue. Thank
Hi,
you so
Earl.
Much, Earl.
Hi, Earl. How are you?
Hello?
Hello, Earl. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Could you tell me where you said you were from again? I know it's the South.
Mandeville.
Mandeville.
Just on the other side of the Lake Cross Train.
Okay. Yeah, what I'm getting is, first thing I heard from you is you are divine. Okay. And just the way you are. So no other people, there's no need to satisfy other people. Just satisfy you, because you are perfect the way God intended, the way he made you. And even though you've experienced a lot of loss, because I think that I get a suspicion, and tell me if I'm wrong, as when all this loss kept happening in your life, were you starting to feel like this was something around you wasn't right?
Everyone's dropping like flies.
Right.
You can't be around someone for more than a month to pass away.
Did you feel like, I'm going to ask this, going to seem way out there, but did you feel like, am I cursed? Did that, was that how you
Absolutely.
Felt?
Absolutely.
Like? Okay.
I sure
yeah.
did.
Yeah, no, I don't, it's not about being cursed. This is the perfect area for Anne and myself. This is exactly what we do. This is something where you definitely questioned your own energy, your own divineness. And in Soli Alignment and the Akashic Records, when we go into the records, if this is something that you feel is I'm cursed, and you know everybody's dropping around, this is exactly the type of thing Anne and I would research under soul realignment and be able to heal for you. If that were a truth, you know, if that were an actual truth, we can do that work for you. But I'm not really hearing this is a curse so much as it is just shitty timing. Excuse my French. It's like every time you went one direction, it was always like the wrong direction. And it wasn't so much about you as it was about that person at that time. It was basically their soul's agreement at that time that they were going to leave. You were just there at the time that this would occur. So what I'm hearing from you is do not take this personally. It's not really about you, even though it feels like it is. And Earl, I can totally relate to how you feel, because I literally had 5 family members die in a row. And it just, I got hit over the head really hard with that. I started to think, okay, what's going on in my world that this is happening? You know, so I completely understand, but it's not you. It's more like poor timing, you know, I hate this, but I do want you to know that, there's you're being pointed in the right direction because you are very positive. You know, even though you've had so much negative around you, you are coming through this. Maybe it doesn't feel like it, but you are. So keep going. Keep that positive mindset. Release any negative thoughts that you had anything to do with this. You didn't, okay? And I'm hearing that this is something that's gonna, it's probably come to its stop or coming to its stop, and things are going to start going up. You're kind of like in that transition. Yes?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah. I'd say so.
So just keep moving forward, and things will start to lighten up. Do the things that you love. Pursue those things you haven't pursued yet. And always walk with that love in your heart, you know, that positive aspect. Don't let anything negative try to pull you the other direction, because this feels very
Absolutely.
Negative. Not that you are, but that all of these losses can feel very draining emotionally and very negative. But that's not you are. Make sense?
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay, Earl.
Hey, this has all been very helpful. Thank you all so much. And
oh,
I'd love
so
to talk
awesome.
Some more about my cousin. he's not calling me back, and I'm getting real worried about him, so I'm going to go ahead and make sure he's okay.
Okay, you do that. And by all means, get a hold of Ann or myself at psychictalk.net/Ann/Sue, and we can, if you're interested, we can look into your records, if you'd like to know more. Thank
definitely.
You for your phone call. Keep listening to the show.
Thank
I will. Thank you so much,
lady. Thank you so much. Thank you. I hope we can help you somehow.
Oh, you most definitely. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. I'm actually thinking about making some announcements, very few and very quick ones. And it's the bottom of the hour, and you can find out all about the amazing episodes of the shows on Psychic Talk Radio coming up this week at psychictalk.net/upcoming. psychictalk.net/upcoming. Our next episode with the Soul Sisters show with us, hosts Sue and Ann, is on next Thursday, June 28th, and we have a special guest, astrologer. I try to say his name in French, François Arbus. I guess you would say in English, François Arbus, all the way from Stockholm, Sweden. He will talk about astrology and explain planets and how it works and how it can affect you. So make sure to join us next show, next Thursday, on June 28th. We'll be on 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. London, UK time. And the next upcoming show here on Psychic Talk Radio is tomorrow on Friday, June 22nd. And it's the Goddess Guidance Show with Shakti and Naki. They will discuss goddess magic. You don't want to miss that. Plus, they will be taking your calls for questions and mini readings live on air. They'll be on tomorrow at 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, and 1 a.m. London time. So if you are a night owl, you can stay up, like I'm going to do tomorrow. On Saturday, June 23rd, it's Psychic Saturday with host Dax Carlisle and Mary Brown, and they will do just like we do today. They hold open lines, and that means you can call in and set the topic, whatever is on your mind, or call in for a mini reading live on air. This Sunday, we're not going to have any show on, so next show will be on Monday, and for the easiest thing for you is to find out all about our upcoming shows at psychictalk.net/upcoming. So we usually have shows 7 days a week. And if you go into the page, you can find out all information and all times and all topics and everything about the shows at psychictalk.net/upcoming. And here's another reminder. If you haven't called in yet, now is the time to call in, 714-816-4628, 714-816-4628. And remember to press 1 on your keypad so that you will be placed in queue so you can talk with us live on air. You can also find us on Twitter, psychictalk.net/Twitter. And join our public Facebook group, psychictalk.net/Facebook, where you can find out about the shows and you can chat with the hosts and discover upcoming shows and past episodes. So join us at psychictalk.net/Facebook. And if you'd like to contact Sue or myself to book a private reading or ask some questions or anything, just pay a visit to our host pages at psychictalk.net/Sue and psychictalk.net/Ann. So, Sissy, Are we going back to some callers?
Yes, I think it's a good idea.
Yes. Hello, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hello.
Tiffany from Georgia.
Hi. Sorry, I couldn't hear your name.
Tiffany.
Stephanie. Okay. Hi, Stephanie.
No, Tiffany.
Tiffany. Sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm from Georgia. Nice. How's the weather in Georgia?
Hot.
It's hot, eh?
Very hot.
Is it like Arizona?
I've never been to Arizona, but it's around 100 degrees. It's going to be around 100, so it's kind of hot here.
Oh, it's hot. Okay. Well, I think I'm in the same boat, so to say. So it's hot here, too. I'm in Greece. So it's nice for you, too. We're so happy to take your call. Can we help you with something? Do you want to ask a question or a mini reading or anything?
Oh, this is a mini reading.
Yes. Do you have any specific question?
Job. I'm looking for a new
job. Okay. So, Sue, do you have anything for Tiffany on the job area?
You know what? The first thing that popped up was actually, Tiffany, are you in the mysticism modalities? Do you do any healing?
Do I do any healing?
Healing, yeah.
No. Mm-mm.
No? And you don't practice anything in mysticism or maybe like Reiki or anything like that? Because there's a lot of green around you.
Oh, no, I don't do anything like that.
Do people, friends, family often come to you because they feel that you have all the answers?
I think they come to me because I listen.
Right, right.
I'm a good listener.
I know. I'm sorry. I know you asked about work, but I have to go. Sometimes there's things that come in really strong and then try to break it down and see what this puzzle piece is about. And if something just came in really strong for you that you are more of a healer than you realize. And a lot of people, and maybe it is because you're a great listener, but because you're a great listener, people walk away feeling heard and feeling better and healed. I don't know how else to explain that. I'm asking for you where the job is concerned. Again, all I get is just immense amount of color. Are you living in an area that is very green?
I guess, yes. Yes, it's pretty green around here.
Yeah, it's just so, it's just a vibrant color for you, and I'm trying to figure out why. I'm asking all the questions. Is there a specific job you've been going for, and it just, in a specific area that you've been trained? And it's just not happening?
Oh, yeah. I've been, that's it. The last 2 to 3 years, I'm trying to get a job as a food service director of a school district. And they're kind of hard to find. I've been applying and did a few interviews here and there, but I've never gotten it. But, yeah, it's a specific position I want. So,
are you willing to move?
Oh, yeah. For the right price,
Did you apply or have you thought about the Carolinas, specifically North Carolina?
I've applied several times for several of their schools, yeah.
It just keeps coming up for you. I keep seeing like longitude and latitude just comes up, and I see specifically North Carolina. But this may take a while. This could be something that takes a while. Like you have to keep going at it. I'm not sure, really sure why, but it's definitely something in North Carolina. Do you have family there?
A distant cousin.
Okay, yeah, because family pops out for you in that area for some reason. So, yeah, I the only thing I can honestly get, and I hope this helps, is that this is in total, okay, this is 8 months for some reason. So whether it's from the time you started looking till the time you get this job, it's 8 months in this area, in North Carolina. And then again, there's a lot of greenery in that area too. But it's not too far. It's not too far from the beach either. It's kind of weird. It's like you can go into the woods really quick, and then you can pop out of the woods, and there's the beach. So I've never been there. I'm just telling you what I see. Have you been to North Carolina?
I've driven through it.
It's just coming up really strong for you. How long have you been looking for work, or how long in this area were you looking for work?
Years. Yeah, I've been, like I said, it's really hard to get into.
Right. Don't give up yet, okay? Because there's definitely something within an 8 month time frame that's going to come up there. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Tiffany, is there anything else we can do for you?
I guess anything in my love life.
Anne, would you like to take that?
Absolutely. And hi, Tiffany. I just wanted to mention something about having green around you and being a healer, because I can sense that too. And sometimes you don't need to work with something that's considered spiritual work. Just by listening, as Sue said, and by some ordinary jobs in this world are also healer jobs, you know, taking care of kids, working with in a position in a school, for instance, because you take care of the next generation. And being a nurse, a doctor, there are many different ways, actually, to be a healer. And I feel that try to open up for your healing ability a bit, because I think that will bring you along your path. And I'm going to answer about the love life. Are you with someone right now?
No.
No, you're not. It is like there are many things going on. I think that you actually, what I can sense is that there are people around you that would like to be with you. And I feel that you are distancing yourself a little bit. I don't know if that makes sense. And it's like, can I open up enough? Because it's also like comfortable sometimes to be on your own. You know what you have. There's no one else to consider, if that makes sense. But I can see here that I have the sun here for you, and just believe in yourself and try to be a bit more open. Open your heart a bit. And they are coming something. I think that if you release something from your past and something that is a bit hurtful, that would be like a transformation for you, transformational time, and you will move on the path to find a nice partner. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay.
It does.
So thank Thank you, Tiffany. That was a great call. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tiffany. Call back again.
I will.
Absolutely. And we have shows all day, so call in to any show. And next Thursday, we have an astrologer, so call in then. He's very good. He's experienced.
Yeah, that
thank
should
you so
be
much,
pretty
Tiffany.
Fascinating.
Thank you.
I'm excited
thank
about
you.
That next week. I'm excited to talk to him.
Yes. So, I just want to mention something here, if that is okay, because it's actually the 21st of June today, and that is June solstice in a big part of the world. So it is the summer solstice here. We are considered to be in the northern hemisphere, and in the other side of the world is the winter solstice. So we have the longest day of the year today. And I also want to mention, because I am originally from Sweden and Stockholm, tomorrow we celebrate something we call Midsummer. That would be so fun. It's a very old tradition. We make basically cross, and we put greenery around it, leaves and flowers and a lot of stuff, and people dance around it. So it's very nice. So if you are curious, you can find out more about that on sweden.se. Sweden.se. That was basically what I wanted to say. Do you have anything, Sue?
Just to kind of, since it's open line and it's any topic, I'm just going to go back to what the premise of this show is about. For our audience, if you didn't tune in when Ann and I first started Soul Sisters, that was back in the beginning of April, the premise of the show is around the Akashic Records, which is a huge data bank that stores our soul's history. And that is the premise of what Ann and I do. We go into the records, we research, we heal, because of course part of this work, this is a huge healing modality. And soul realignment can help you to align yourself with your divinity and understand you at a soul level, make choices that are congruent to your divinity, and of course help with blocks and restrictions. Sissy, with blocks and restrictions, could you explain to our audience what that means exactly?
Yes, because that sounds a bit negative, and we are very positive, actually. But blocks and restrictions are, actually, we all of us have them from lifetimes to lifetimes. So if you think about how many times we might have incarnated on this earth or elsewhere, so maybe we have 50,000 lifetimes. That's not an odd figure, if you think about it, because our world is old and the universe. So we create things during our lifetimes, and it's mostly with no bad intention. It's a good intention. We just do the best we can, but we might, for instance, promise something very heartfelt to someone. I never ever leave you in a past life. And then we do leave that person anyway. And that can create an energetic block and restriction, because we made a promise. And in our soul, we have that energetic signature still. So it can remain as a blockage. And in this lifetime, we might not be aware of it, but we can find ourselves in situations where encounter something that are similar, that triggers that thing and makes it harsh for us and challenging to move on in our lives. So it doesn't really have to be anything more negative than that. And it's non-judgmental also, because it's very important to know we always do the very best that we can. And I think that if you think about the times we're living in right now, all the world is basically open. So we have contact. We have so much information to learn from each other, which we didn't have 100 years ago, for instance. So I don't feel it's no coincidence that we have so many things that are open and we can find those blockages. And there are many different ways to find them, but when we do soul realignment readings, we go into the Akashic records and we find out, first of all, we want to know your soul's energetic signature, what energetic statement your specific soul has, because we are all divine and we all have similar energies, but they are also different. So a gift for me, like able to multitask, might be something that is challenging for someone else because it's not built in the energy, if that makes sense to you. So if the person that's not so good at multitasking would force him or herself to do that, that would not be in alignment. So that would be more of a struggle. So it can be simple things like we have those restrictions because we created them, and we created them by choice, but we're not supposed to judge what we did. And we can also have others putting restrictions and blockages up on us if they interfere with our energies and we're not conscious about the situation. So that's a very interesting thing, and it can all be cleared. Actually, everything can be cleared. And the beauty of doing a soul realignment reading is that you can discover who you are on a soul level, and then you can understand how to make the best choices that are in alignment with you. So that's fantastic. I'm going to take a call. What do you say? You see?
Oh! Hi, hello.
Hi. Hello, caller. Oh, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, my name is Katie. I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Katie.
Hi.
From New York. How interesting.
Yes. I'm calling. I've been looking for a job, and I don't know what is going on and why I can't really find the kind of job I'm looking for or the pay I'm looking for. And I'm just wondering, because I do a lot of praying. I do a lot. I believe, like, I ask the angels, you know, clear certain energy from me, clear beliefs from me and things like that. But I don't know if I'm actually seeing a difference in my life, like in what I'm attracting.
Okay. Because by manifesting and attracting things, there are a lot of things involved, actually. So when we want to manifest something in our lives, we need to feel that thing. I guess you heard all of this before, but it's very important. You need to feel it. You need to visualize it. And you need to act on it, because even if it's small actions, action can be like searching for what you want, Googling, sending in applications for jobs and things like that. And sometimes if we are not proceeding, there is something that's telling us that maybe that's not what we're supposed to do at that very moment. And that might feel a bit disappointing. But I have the feeling
be it, but I don't know. Okay, so basically I want to do like a, say, a cake business, right, and chocolate business. but I need money.
Okay.
And I need money to live. So this is an area I went to school for. So I'm thinking I should be able to get a job in this area, and it just has been so hard. So, but I don't even know what other area to go to, you know, like what other kind of jobs to apply for that would hire me. I'm thinking about taking my degree off of my resume.
Okay. Yeah, I get you. But I can sense something here. There is a bit of fear involved, and it's very easy to say, I know that, because we all have it. The fear is a bit, how can I survive if I just jump and do? And we do need to have some income here and fix our things.
Right.
A thing to think about, what I would do, I would try to find a job so I could support myself. And then something that's not taking all your time. So you have some time where you have energy to do what your passion is. And then you could start a little bit with what your passion is. And you want to start to be your own, right? Start a company.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So if you could figure out that you can do that for an evening a week or a day a week or, you know, 2 hours every day, what is workable for you, that would be a good intention for you. Because if you are fearful about how you make your living, then you're going to feel stuck. That's my sense of it. Make sense to you?
Yeah. I'm fearful of running out of money because I've always had, like, say, a savings. And then it's like if I'm not getting a job, I don't have an income coming in. I'm fear of letting money go out and not enough is coming in. And some jobs that I am attracting, they're just, I don't like what it's doing and it's not paying, like, anything. And I'm like, I don't want to devalue myself. You know what I mean? And I'm just like, what is going on?
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to, thank you so much, Katie. I'm going to ask if Sue have anything to add. I'm sure
she
has.
Too.
Hi, Katie. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
You know, I know the subject you're talking about, of course, looking for work, but boy, I was getting a whole bunch of other stuff for you. So let me just, and I don't want to diminish your frustration because I can feel and hear your frustration with not getting the work you'd like. But one of the first things I heard was take a step back and look for grants for school again, because you talked about removing this, what you love to do, removing this from your resume, right? And there are grants out there. Have you, and this just came, I'm going to give you the exact sequence it came, because I even wrote it down. So I got sciences, human development, psychology, humanities for you. Does that ring a bell at all, or is there anything where you feel pulled or?
I mean, I would love to teach a manifesting class because I did manifest some things before, but I feel like my manifesting skills, I don't know what's going on anymore.
Right.
I did want to do like coaching or a manifesting thing, something like that.
Right. Because here's the thing. Even though what you're talking about, you do for a living and you can't get work, people, when you are in it, like when you're in the rhythm of what you do, people are definitely drawn to you. You have a great vibe, a great energy.
And
you go beyond the scope of what your work is, let's say. You could have a client come in and ask for something, and then you're on a totally different topic. Even if they're asking you this and that, you're off giving advice. You know, you're off helping.
Yes, I'm always doing that. Always doing that, I'm always doing that, yep.
Right? People naturally open up to you.
They do. They do, strangers. They do. They tell me everything, and then I tell them the cure or what they could do. I do.
Right, and this is where the... You know, I kind of see you in like a counselor role, a role where you actually counsel. And of course, you know, you can do, there's many aspects in, you know, the humanities we can do. but it's so strong, like it's jumping off the paper for me. For you, it may be a total opposite direction of anything you've done prior as far as education-wise, but you have the skill set to do this.
Yeah, I have life experience. I have the skill set. I have lots and lots of experience. I was thinking about being like a motivational coach, like helping people with their goals.
Right. Look, please, I'm hearing look for grants. Go, you know, some, and this is, let me see how I can explain. You know about grants, and you know if you can get FAFSA, for instance, to help you. That can also help sustain rent or sustain some bills, you know. And like Anne advised, even getting a job you're not completely thrilled about, but something that brings in income while you're maybe considering going back to school. This thing about counseling and helping others is way stronger than what you do right now.
Yeah, I would do that, but I wouldn't go to school for counseling. I wouldn't go to school for it.
Okay.
I wouldn't go to school for it. I want to go to cake design, like learn cake. That's what I want to learn.
Right.
You know, for fun and things like that. But I do need something. I wouldn't mind, you know, just a regular job where I'm not doing much, or just doing something that interests me, where I'm getting paid decently so I can at least take care of myself, enjoy my life, and plus, you know, fund my businesses.
Right. That's understandable. Well, I can only tell you what
yeah.
I'm hearing, and sometimes
what you're getting.
Sometimes what we think we want and we love, really what's underlining, which is you having that ability to communicate with people and them feeling strongly about how you help them through their struggles, that comes out
yeah.
more and stronger than what your
yeah.
actual work is, you know? And I think that's
yeah.
why
yeah.
so
you
funny.
Know what? Maybe I'll, you know what? I have a friend who, she has a coaching business. I can talk to her about, you know, tips and everything to get started. And I have been thinking about it, but I'm like, I want to feel like, I mean, I feel like I know what I'm talking about, but I don't know. It's, I do know how to manifest as well. So I don't know. I got to put it together.
Well, listen, please keep in contact with us. Let us know how you're doing and call in again. I just feel this is really good for you. And I'm very excited because I think this will alter the landscape for you, to be quite honest. So let us know.
Okay.
Let us know what comes up.
I will. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Katie. Have a good one. Have a good week. Take care.
Thank you, Katie.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
So I'm just thinking about summing it up a bit. We have another call with the last call. And after that, we will announce some things so you know what's going to happen. And hi, caller. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Bailey, and I'm calling from California. And
hi. I didn't hear your name. I'm sorry.
Oh,
what's your name?
It's Lily.
Lily. Okay.
Lily.
Hi, Lily.
L-I-L-I.
From California.
Hi. just, you know, a lot of changes have been going on, and I'm feeling healthier physically, emotionally, especially with my teenage son. I'd just like to know if he's, I feel like he is going through a bit of change. He's 16. He knows what he wants, but I just don't get it. I don't know why he treats people the way he is. He is a Sagittarius Gemini.
Oh, wow. That's a great combination.
Yeah.
What I feel with him, he's in a kind of delicate mood right now. It's like he's there are much going on inside of him, and that makes sense too if you consider his age. But he has a strong
mm-hmm.
desire to move on. He wants to do something different. He wants to change. And I feel that what's going on with him is spiritual and emotional growth. So he might feel a bit restless, if that makes sense to you.
Restless is probably the way I would describe it, yeah.
Okay,
most
so it makes
part
sense
is
to you.
With his school. He's not doing well in school, and I feel like there's a link, like they're not getting it. Or is he more special ed than what they're telling us?
I think that he's not focusing because there is parts in him that needs healing, and it's not anything that you need to worry about. It's like, I feel it's emotional healing, and he's a bit sad for something as well, and it's going a bit up and down. It can be in his age also, you know, the body and hormones and everything going on. So he's not putting his focus. He should do that, but that's very easy to say. And I think that if you can take him and kind of cut the time a bit so he can do something, go with you somewhere, or are you married?
Yes.
So he
lives with me and his stepfather, but I'm not trying to interject, but could it be his biological father? Biological father has an occult, and I'm feeling like there's some play on that.
So there's some interference maybe with, you know, energetically. That makes sense if he would be a bit sad, because, yes, he loves his stepfather. That's what I'm sensing. But
fabulous.
He misses his biological father too, because it's do they see each other often?
No, his father refuses. His father moved away and refuses to come up here. He's always insisting that I make the effort. Well, I just recovered from a heart attack and breast cancer, so the courts told him anything. The courts have told him, he does the opposite of, and it's like he's very narcissistic. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's hurting his son.
So he has a lot of emotional things to deal with. 16 years old, and can you get away somewhere to do something that's breaking kind of up the time a bit, the space for him, if that makes sense to you, so you can just go away somewhere for a day or a week?
So you can
go to somewhere.
We have a trip planned at the end of July. So.
Oh, that's nice. Because I feel that he feels it's a bit strange for him, and that feel rejected by his father. It doesn't make sense to him, really. So,
story. His father kidnapped his sister and left his son on the corner. And then he did it. And so there's abandonment issues there. But another fear I have is him not graduating high school. The school has really made... I don't think they've really fully gone out of their way. My son does not fit into their peg, their puzzle. So they're having a hard time with him.
Okay. I think, though, he's having this rough time now, but my senses tells me that it's going to pass. Because he also has a lot of, you know, when you grow up and you're in a teenager, there are a lot of things happening around you. You change, the body changes, you grow up, you have these emotions you didn't have before, and there's a lot of things going on. So,
right.
I'm going to ask Sue if she has anything to add to that. And thank you so much, Lily. And I hope that it made sense for you.
Oh, it did. And thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay. Okay. We're going to ask Sue. Sue, do you have anything?
Hi, Lily. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Give it to me straight.
Well, this feels heavy. Okay, there's a lot of heaviness around this. And one of the first things that came in, because I have concern for your son like you, was, is he in any counseling at all?
Yes. He was getting it through the school. But I do believe he needs to find somebody to talk to. His father
right.
has convinced him that counseling is, because counseling is what got his father visitation monitored. His father has convinced him and his sister that counseling is bad. But I do truly believe he needs something, some kind of coping.
Right, right. Well, you know what? Mom needs to convince him otherwise. Okay, so whatever
yes.
you can do that's geared towards your son, his age group, and show him that there are people within his group who have survived trauma through learning to communicate, learning to express. And that's what a counselor does. They don't judge. It's not bad. It's healthy for development when we're stuck. And I don't care what age you are, you know, but
yeah.
you can, even things like Google, famous actors, someone he admires, okay? Google actors who have struggled and have gone through counseling to help them over, because there's so much negative going on for him. It's not that he's creating it, it's that it's around him. Does that make sense?
Hello?
Lily?
Hello? Yeah, I'm Lily? Sorry. I felt like, hello?
Can Does that
you
make
me
sense?
Now?
Yeah.
Oh, yes,
Does
he definitely needs...
Make sense?
Yeah, he's definitely feeling some negative. It actually, I was telling his stepfather, I've got to be careful here because I'm just getting this fear of depression, this wave of depression with him. Like, he doesn't care that I'm on a time schedule, and I tell him, you got to be ready by 7:30 in the morning. I got to be somewhere by 8:15. Today he didn't give a damn, and I just feel, and normally we have a pretty good, healthy relationship as a teenage boy and a mom would, but I got mad, which I was really mad at myself for, being mad, but it's like, come on, kid, you're going to be a junior in high school. The time thing is a big issue. You know I needed to be somewhere, and here you are taking your time. Like, you don't give a damn.
Well, there is that thing with children who are in the teen years, and we all know it, that it's about death. It's that self-absorbed age, and they don't give a hoot about mom or dad. You know, they care less what your opinion is, what your plans are. It's about them. And this, too, shall pass. I promise you, it does. It will pass eventually. And remember, you want to set your child up for the future, not to fail.
Yeah.
Now, we can fail and learn lessons, but what you want to do, and of course you want them to understand failure is nothing but a lesson learned and one we don't want to repeat. And that, as a human, that just advances us. It's neither bad nor good. It just is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Does he have any friends he's really close to, or is he more isolated?
Oh, yeah. I love all his friends, and he's actually been hanging out with them. See, and that's another thing. He normally participates in sports with them, but this time around he tore his hamstring, and it took him out of football, and it took him out of a lot of things that he actively. So chemistry, he's changing, right, because he's not using that extra energy in the way that he's used to. But today it just hit me. It was like, you have never been this way before. I'm feeling a sense of being really overly concerned. You're not being healthy. It wasn't healthy. So I just was very, 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 very concerned. I wanted to make sure he passed the summer class that he's taking. I wanted to be sure that he's going to graduate high school. And I told him, Keisha, because all his friends are planning these college things, and he wants to go to college, but he's not really making that effort to do it. So it's...
Well, remember something.
Really.
Here, this, I want you to remember something. Even though his friends are making plans, I could tell you right now, I guarantee you, those friends, when they get into college, are probably going to change their majors at least two times while they're in.
I know, me too. I did.
Right. Yeah. And the reason for that is when you're at his age, okay, it's a, you know, we don't really know ourselves. We're just getting into who we are as teenagers. We're not even adults yet. So really, by the time we hit 24, 25, that's when we've kind of come into our own. I can tell you right now, I have a child who is a perpetual student, and he's 30, okay? So,
no, I get and die in my education after a while, too. So,
right.
I get it. But
let him figure it out.
I think my biggest fear right now is just, is he going to pass the summer class? Is he going to go get to play football? He worked so hard most of last year, and then after this injury, it just went rock bottom. And I'm really concerned because today I saw that he's a sack, and we never hit that bad before.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you. Thank you for
your
advice.
You're more than welcome. You know, keep us informed. To call back. You know, you're welcome to call back. Honestly, I would tell you that one of the things is, as a mom, okay, maybe let up on your end. Just let up on all the worry. Give him the freedom of choice. Let him, and encourage him, of course, to finish school. I'm not saying that, but.
Right, right.
With our children, you know, they could be set at something at a very early age and think that's what they want, and then that goes away, you know. Support him in his endeavors. Let him know, you know, you just want a good future for him. You want better for him than you did for yourself, okay?
Right.
Maybe
right.
Think of even alternative colleges. Four-year degree.
We've talked a lot about that already. Yeah, we
right.
really did. Like, I showed him vocational skills, schools that piqued his interest at the time. I've shown him, hey, you're welcome to stay at home as long as you're taking one or two courses, no less than two, and, you know, staying in college, at least working towards your AA. But I even let him know, it's don't set yourself up and think that's it's cast in iron. It's not. You know, it's your mom, and I know his biological father changed their plans many a times in college. I mean, I never thought I'd grow up and be a firefighter, and I was. And never, and then turn around to be a nurse later on as another career. So,
and that's awesome. And you, and that in itself, you're talking about what you've done. That is encouraging and inspiring, because, you know, you went one direction, right? And then as an adult, probably changed.
Oh, I started off wanting to be a teacher. And then I saw what the teachers went through, and I'm like, oh, hell no.
Yeah, I completely understand.
And now
that.
I married a family that they're mostly teachers.
Yeah, the one thing we don't want is what we get, right?
Right.
And that, hey, that's okay.
Yes, it is.
It's all experience and choice.
All right. So you girls feel that he's going to finish high school. He is going to stay here with his stepfather and I, because he's talking about wanting to run away to his father, but I cannot. I'll fight. I will fight that tooth and nail because his father is a negative influence.
Right.
Matter of fact, I don't even see my daughter because of their father. So she told me on Mother's Day that she announced to the world on social media that I had died. And I said, wow, joke's on you.
That was
half
not
me.
Nice.
No, it was not nice. I did cry about it. And I was like, but I looked at it this way. It's her father's ego feeding her ego. And when father's gone, I'll still be here because I'm not changing my character.
But
I know who I am.
No, but I have the sense that he's just having a heavy load right now. So I feel that everything will be fine, and I don't have the sense that he's going to go to his father. So I'm so sorry. We need to kind of finish
thank
up.
Thank you all for letting me vent. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling. And please call in again next Thursday or any one of our shows.
I will. Thank you
so much.
Thank you.
Bye. So,
bye.
We reached the top of the hour here. So, and actually, we passed the show from the top of the hour. I have some short announcements. Our next episode with the Soul Sisters show with us, Sue and Anne, is next Thursday, June 28th. And we have a very special guest, astrologer Françoise Arbus, all the way from Stockholm, Sweden. And he's very experienced in astrology, so you really want to listen into that show. 9 a.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. London time. The next upcoming show here on Psychic Talk Radio is tomorrow on Friday, June 22nd, the Goddess Guidance Show with Shakti and Naki. And they discuss goddess magic. 5 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. Eastern and 1 a.m. London. Please visit psychictalk.net/upcoming to catch all our upcoming shows, and you get all the information you will need there. So, is there anything you want to add, Sue?
No, just to say thank you, everyone, for calling. We had an absolute fabulous show today. I love open lines. I know you do too, Sissy. Thank you, everyone.
Yes.
And keep listening to Soul Sisters. We are on every Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon on the East Coast. At Sissy, what I'd like to say to our audience to kind of wrap up the show is angels watch over you all night long. Love, light, and peace to you all.
Yes, I agree with both. So thank you, everybody. We really enjoyed this time on air. And love, light, peace, and joy to all of you. And hope to see you next time, next Thursday. Bye.
Bye, everyone. Bye, Sissy.
Bye, everyone. Bye.